As the presidential candidates trample through the early primary states, they're leaving behind a trail of dollars. Not money spent by the campaign, but nonetheless money that helps candidates build connections with local communities. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
It was last January 3rd, exactly 1 year before the Iowa caucuses, that Republican Mitt Romney filed his papers to run for president. Romney's campaign in waiting, a group called Commonwealth PAC, was already at work in Iowa. Commonwealth PAC lavished money on Republican office holders, candidates, and party committees, more than $360,000, this in a state where a $1,000 campaign contribution will catch a candidate's eye. Romney gave out more money this way last year than the other candidates, but they all do it.
They're buying goodwill. It can't hurt to have people feel as if you've helped them out.
That's Art Sanders, chair of the politics department at Drake University in Des Moines.
When they want to set up some kind of event, maybe the state legislator will agree to introduce them, even if they're not going to endorse them.
These vehicles for money are called leadership PACs. They exist to promote a candidate before the race begins. Officially, they're completely separate from the campaign, and there are fewer restrictions on the way they raise money. When I asked Romney's campaign to comment, they directed me to Commonwealth PAC, but the PAC is already out of business. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have been sparring over his leadership PAC, Hope Fund. Clinton accused the fund of skirting the campaign finance rules by making contributions long after Obama started running. Two Sundays ago, on CBS's Face the Nation, Clinton spokesman Howard Wolfson challenged Obama strategist David Axelrod.
Will you shut down Senator Obama's slush fund?
Axelrod responded with the standard defense of leadership PAC contributions.
It's gone to candidates all over the country because we're trying to elect Democrats.
And with campaign finance laws being what they are, all leadership PACs are in a gray area. Just as Hope Fund may be pushing the limits, so have others. But leadership PACs aren't the only way to make a friendly gesture, as Hillary Clinton demonstrated in South Carolina. Late last month, she brought her campaign to Bennettsville, near the North Carolina border. She toured a local school and advocated for more education funding. She also delivered a check for $100,000, personal money from the Clinton Foundation.
Well, on our Thursday edition, she dominated the front page.
Bill Kinney Jr. is editor and publisher of the county newspaper, the Marlboro Herald and Advocate. The foundation money is to help build a new public library named for Marion Wright Edelman, a native of Bennettsville and a longtime friend of Hillary Clinton's. Kinney says Clinton's trip was big news, the education talk, the school visit, and the gift to the library.
She received a lot of coverage from daily papers within the region and television from Columbia to Florence to Myrtle Beach.
That is the whole northeast quadrant of the state. Ed Bender is director of the National Institute on Money in State Politics, which compiled some of the data for this story. He says all money distributed during a campaign is meant to start conversations, including the Clinton Foundation grant.
Whether or not there are expectations attached to that $100,000 to a library, that's a conversation that they're having.
Because, especially in campaign season, a politician can hardly do anything without creating several levels of meaning and understanding. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.